And if I ever heard God speak, God said, son, tonight, I want you to tell the people that God is a killer. Is a killer.
I like
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 I like
I like
I like
is a killer.
I like
I like
is a killer.
Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
I thought, I've read that in the Bible. Where is it? God said,
I can no longer sit back and allow. Communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
I like the scribbles.
Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah. So, apologize for playing that twice. Welcome to Scribbles. My name is Chris. starting a little bit late today, as usual, so doesn't mean anything. Yeah, let's see. Beautiful day today. It's going to be beautiful again tomorrow. So, it means it's going to be cold at night. Like right now, it is freaking freezing out there. But, as long as you're not homeless, it's not that bad. Of course, I'm not that far from homeless right now. Unemployed. In awe at how little I actually accomplish these days. Anyways, let's get this stuff started. Let's do, what did I grab here? Bomb the Base, Future Chaos. Out on K7 Records.
From unnecessary things. 9, this here's a Big Daddy. You got a copy on me, Redhead?
That's a big 10-4. You got the Redhead here, Big Daddy. Come on.
Well, set your eyeballs on up ahead there, Redhead. Tell you one thing, old buddy. Everything on the road today ain't small.
It was the time of year when the sun is hot and the fields is looking like toast. Old Red and me had the hammers down. We was a-heading for the coast. Every town we passed, there was all kinds of folks, every age and every size. There was all kinds of watching and a-waiting, anticipation in their eyes.
Something big is coming, something big is here.
Here's the Big Daddy. What's up, Redhead?
The sun, man. The sun.
Red scratched his head and I scratched mine. What's this excitement in the air? So when we hit Modesto Cal, we just up and ask a friendly bear. He just smiled and pointed down a stretch of old 95. It's about time, he said, for something big. Something big is gonna rise.
Something big is coming, something big.
Hey, Redhead, you see that one?
10-4, I see.
Well, we craned and strained, and then we seen it coming down the way. The biggest gall-darn truck you ever seen, I'll say. The Bison from Chevrolet.
Something big is coming, something big is here. Big opportunities and trucks this year. Something big is coming, something big is here. Big opportunities and
some of those kids today will be my co-hosts.
It's just like, dude, you get the best barrels ever, dude. Just like you pull in and you just get spit right out of them. And you just drop in and just smack the lip. Whoop! Drop down, snap. Ah! And then after that, you just drop in, just ride the barrel and get pitted. So pitted like that.
Well, actually, you know what? I take that back when you see the park behind him.
We'll be right back.
Mogwai on I Like the Scribbles this Saturday morning, aka or slash Friday night. Coming up next. Oh, it's totally slipped my mind. Oh, it's, let's see. Dosh off album Wolves and Wishes. This is a track called Don't Wait for the Needle to Drop. After this, we've got Snoop Dogg and Usher coming up, so stick around. We'll be right back.
for a ride.
Sipping on, and I promise that I'm gonna keep it going. CITR podcast update number 5.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically,
that's right,
or
yeah.
would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But, just check out our website and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening and please be kind to robots.
Don't be kind to robots. They'll stab you in the back. Anyways, let me say what I just played there. I know I promised Snoop Dogg and Usher, but Snoop Dogg had some issues. He couldn't show up tonight, so we heard Castlevania. We heard Mastercraft remix of Make Love in This Club, and MGMT with a track called Electric Feel, which sounds like it was straight out of the soundtrack to the movie Breakin' 2, for that matter, but it actually wasn't. It should have been, though. Next, we're going to hear, let's see, The Chap with off the album Mega Breakfast. And this is what John Peel has to say about The Chap. He says, "The Chap are both gear and fab." Okay, so that's John Peel. He thinks they're gear and fab. So, I mean, what are you guys going to think? Probably they're even more gear and even more fab, right? Well, we'll see. Here they are on I Like the Scribbles.
Heartthrob, hits the ladies. Up the road and way beyond, they have a name. They have a name for boys like him, boys like him.
Dance floor, 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 dance floor. Heartthrob hits the dance floor.
Up the road and way beyond, they have a name.
They
have a name for boys like him. Up the road, I'm the idiot. They have a name.
They
have a name for boys like him.
Heartthrob,
will happen to train someone on the swing. Someone on the swing. Someone on the swing. I was off on the bar when Tripped up. Shorty Red came on and she hit the floor now. With a see-through dress, long hair, light brown eyes, looking like Miss Bo Peep. And a player note, if I take her home with the real big hips, you're so right, I'm gon' be. So broke the chick with the real pretty face. Nice curves on her with a little bitty waist. I whispered in her ear, little mama, what you think? I know that you a freak, but you know I ain't gonna play. See, my game is outrageous. I got to the crib and exchanged some love faces. But it wasn't on me for me to rush the bus, well, cause I wanted her to have a rush.
For those of you wondering, what the fuck was this guy playing? That was, I quote, Sexual Eruption, the Weird Science remix, credited to Snoop Dogg. So there you go. This is Fisher Spooner.
Because Cadence Dobry. Abolitionist group, what you want to do?
Likely to see people forming interest groups, common interest groups, challenges their institutions, to challenge their society, and to challenge their government. This is the message we set out.
Catch me above the abyss, let's begin at zero. A rapper attracted to tracks, move to act like a black superhero. Able connected to the collective, his mind streams, lines of code, eyes and nose make elementary rhyme schemes from the chattel of slave owners. Battle rap personas emerge, the symbolic scourge of urban crack corners. Through honest eyes, our common ties, commodified. Who wants a ride with Spanish, so these niggas' brains are fried. Dissociated like Jekyll and Hyde, and their lives are entertainment for the ethically blind. World syndicated in a consumer bulimic design. They only recognize the value assigned. Sweatshop, midriff top, seasonal fashion statements. Baggy denim with the inside crotch that holds Glock.
Gangsta nigga cop a top, got freedom and choice.
So take a camera crew down to the ghetto and see him rejoice. I'ma keep spitting this shit until people internalize it. It's all a matter of what you subjectively circumscribe. Tinted vision through designer sunglasses you hide behind at night. Signifier of the colonized mind. Shit's colder than dry ice in your science class. Verbal depiction shatter fake fucks like candy glass. Out of the play of words comes the archetype tricks to the weight of his truth dropping. Leaves a spike on the Richter. But me, I'm just another rat cat kicking abstract flows encoded with mad facts for you to grasp at. Not for those enclosed in a happy mode. Consciousness soon to implode on a financial fast track. Perverse with a thirst to devour the other. The light of the sun against the smoke of the burning earth at the doors of power. Yo, don't hate the player, hate the game. Is he ain't greedy? He just trying to do his thing. It's all the same. That's why we changed the name. Now it's ambitious to want riches. Fuck the third world. Yo, we VIP, but brain dead bitches. Here's a lecture for your new semester. The MC wants a profit gradually reduced to the role of a court jester. From the start to the finish, his wisdom slowly diminishes. In the eyes of the innocents, heard the will of the iron fist. Trying to twist the image of the prophet to blemish it. Restricting the innocents, freedom disrupting their inner sense. Breathe easy, y'all. It's all analogical. Peep it. Don't let your ignorance be an obstacle. Can a rapper be socio-philosophical and still affect y'all? Is it possible?
Smother me. I liked it, but I couldn't work. Trading off and taking turns. I don't regret a thing, and I got this friend you see. Makes me feel not wanted more than I could steal. I'll rest myself where I should. I'll go out of my way to prove I still smell on you. Don't tell me what I wanna hear. Afraid I'll never know in fear. Experience anything you need. I keep fighting jealousy. And jealous fucking God, and I got this friend you see. Makes me feel, and I want him more than I could steal. I'll rest myself where I should. I'll go out of my way to prove I still smell her on you. Two cabinets, two
I'm kidding.
I guess I should say what I'm playing here. This is not Fred Penner. This is actually Matty MJ, former interviewee on I Like the Scribbles, goofing off at his friend Warren's place. Highly recommend you check out Matty MJ's videos. Go to www.youtube.com/user/MattyMJ2007. Mr. Ventura. Of course not. This guy is awesome. Take care now. And he's Canadian. So the law says we're supposed to like him. Anyways, we heard a few minutes before, we heard Nirvana Lounge Act by Z-Trip remix. And Fisher Spoon, I think I already said that. So that's it. I'm actually on top of stuff, maybe. Anyways, it's about 1:30, half hour left in the show. And yeah, I'm going to play some more Fisher Spooner here, actually. I had something I wanted to say. I totally forget what it is now, though. Actually, it was, I just want to say thank you for everybody out there who listens to the show on a regular basis, somewhat regular basis, and people I know, people I don't know, but definitely is the reason I keep coming in after all these years. I don't know why you guys listen, but thanks. Oh, we just missed a great joke from Matty MJ here. I've got to go back a little.
That's a good one, man.
Rock band. I got a joke for you.
Oh, yeah. Want to take it?
What do you call a car in a rock band?
I don't know. What do you call a car in a rock band?
A automobile.
That's a good one, man.
Thanks. And now, a performance by Bruce.
I don't need to need you. Tell me what to do. Tell me what to say. Don't you wanna help me? Tell me what to do. Help me find a way. If I was not me, I would hate me too, just like you do. I don't need to need you. Tell me what to do. Tell me what to say. It's all made worse by a simple scheme. You're slipping away from me. Can't decide sometimes if it's worth the point. The point is the struggle and security. Hopefully
I want it like it is. Our rhythm is our twist, our ease and our bliss, our understanding, support and our dreams. And so excited, we love how we live. 110% of us, what we give, and plus we just fit. Please tell me that the feeling's reciprocated. That.
Parted ways and what's so much change, things ain't the same as they was. Nowadays I get sad when I catch a buzz. Was only planning to be out for a minute though. Somewhere along the line I started drifting slow, and next thing you know, youngsters is grown. I was supposed to be right back, but man, it's been so long. Birthdays, graduation, Christmas morning used to be around way more, but now I'm out on the road and time drifts so fast. Old days are past, I wish I could go back. I feel so detached sometimes, like I'm out looking in, like I forgot about Tim and got lost in the gift of gab. Cause when you grow and come back, everybody else grew. You expect it to be the same, but everything is new, and you be asking where did time go. I used to take it for granted, now I appreciate the value.
Hello. You are now listening to DJ Z Trip and DJ P. Uneasy Listening. Volume 1.
All your other DJs.
Everything you did has already been done.
Son of a bitch. I am fucking sick and tired of coming into this Waffle House every fucking morning hearing the same fucking music on this jukebox. Now you people need to get some fucking new music inside this joint. Change the fucking shit. Come on. And hurry up with my waffle.
Same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road. But I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a rhinestone boy.
Baseball Furies dropped the ball, made an error. Our friends are on second base and trying to make it all the way home.
Separation. So I did file for legal separation, but then my husband responded with he wanted a divorce. This was the divorce. My ex-husband.
Yeah.
Jam a violent person. Since song 11. Proverbs 6, God lists 7 things that he finds particularly deplorable and calls an abomination. One on the list is those whose hands are swift to shed innocent blood. So this is the heart of God because he's just. But that's not.
Well, Well, it's just about 2 a.m. As close as 2 a.m. Close as I'm going to get to 2 a.m., say that. So thanks for listening. Next week, I'll probably be here. I probably won't have a cold anymore, so I might sound a little less stuffed up. And maybe I'll even have a guest or two with me. Who knows? Oh, by the way, October 14th. That is coming up pretty quick. That's a federal election. Don't forget to take your driver's license and show up at the local voting booth. And I don't know who to vote. Probably just spoil your ballot. That's probably the only thing good you can do in this election. But at least make the effort to go out and get your non-vote counted. Because that's important. Yeah, October 14th is coming up. That's sooner than I thought, actually. Yeah, so what we just heard was a mix by Z-Trip. Speaking of elections, DJ Z-Trip has put together a American election compilation or something like that. An Obama mix. As I'm getting out of here, I'm going to throw this on. If you're listening to the podcast, I'm going to cut the podcast off right here. So you have to go to ztrip.com or djztrip.com or something and grab it if you really want to hear it. Otherwise, yeah, forget it. Like I said, see you guys next week.
Today is, it's smart. I mean, you know, it's insightful. You know, and they, you know, the way that they can